iTunes is probably best known for allowing users to download digital copies of songs. But the iTunes Store also offers a number of other types of media, such as movies, TV shows, and even lectures. iTunes U gives educators a way to design and distribute educational content, and now the University of Arkansas is getting involved. Susan Atkins, Associate Director of IT Services at the U of A, recently stopped by the KUAF studios to talk to me about the launch of the University of Arkansas iTunes U.
iTunes U is a way to provide educational materials, audio, video, audio books. And when it was originally started, they actually even provided PDF files through it. I'm not sure that's used very much anymore, but it's just a way to make them available free out on the internet through iTunes U. And it's used by many universities and museums and public libraries and that sort of things to make information available free.
So how did the University of Arkansas come to find out about this?
Well, we've known about it. It began in May of 2007. So okay. We've known about iTunes U from the get-go. We initially tried to get a contract. Apple is not the easiest person to sign contracts with. You would think with their push for education, but we always struggle with their contracts. So the first attempt, it just finally was like, forget it, you know. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, we started having more people ask again, is the University of Arkansas on iTunes U? I've got a couple of questions at new faculty orientation. And so once again, I decided, all right, let's try to get this contract through. And we did. And we actually signed the contract about 2 years ago.
Okay.
But at the time we signed the contract, I had a change in some of my staff, like basically lost my whole web team.
Oh, wow.
And had to start over. And so I really, about the time we signed the contracts when that happened, so I finally had the right staff in place and time for them to make it a priority. It wasn't the first priority getting this up and going because, you know, we haven't had that many people ask for it.
Sure.
So, but it was just something we felt like the university should be part of because there's so many colleges and universities like Yale, Stanford, Oxford, UC Berkeley, I mean, seems like the big boys are on it, so we need to be on it too, right?
Absolutely. And even when we chatted before this interview, you had mentioned that you're in the pilot phase. What does that mean?
Right. We're in the pilot phase right now. We have to have 6 categories before we can go public with it. Also, the provost wants us to start out more in a beta phase and make it initially where with iTunes U, you can either have open content where anyone can get to it, or you can have content that requires a login. So we could use our UARC credentials, mm-hmm. you know, to log in. She wants us to start out only making available information that has to be logged in because, you know, we're going to have to work through all the copyright issues and that sort of thing. We have to be careful that no one puts copyrighted materials out in the public place and that sort of thing. So she wants us to start with it as more of a pilot project, get some of those issues worked out before we have a public facing site too.
So right now you guys are looking for
Content right now. We've sent out an announcement saying, you know, hey, if you have something you're interested in making available on iTunes U, put it out there. I have one group I know that's interested, and that's the oral history, the Pryor Center of Arkansas mm-hmm. Oral History, mm-hmm. they have some things that would probably be really good to put out on iTunes U, and I know they're interested. So we just have to find other departments and other people that are interested in getting 6 categories before we can do anything with it anyway.
So will this be like an online course?
Courses can be put online, and with new apps, they have a new app through Apple that you can actually develop a complete course using iTunes U. They have apps for the iPad, the iPhone, the iPod. But I think one of the concerns that the provost has is that we do something that's proprietary. And so that would be something that maybe somebody might want to pilot because everyone would need an iPad, for example, if you put mm-hmm. your whole course out in this format. And, we don't want to appear as if we're supporting only Apple and Apple products.
Sure.
So I'm not sure how we'll move forward with that. That's part of some of this planning and working through that we're going through right now. And one reason she wants us to beta it, do it in a beta mode for now.
Because I know the university offers a lot of online courses already.
Right.
You know, and obviously you pay for those. But this is the idea with iTunes U is that it needs to be free?
Yes.
Okay.
So well, it's free on iTunes.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. And it may be that we want to put some of our course materials out there. Mm-hmm. We just haven't worked through all that yet to see if that's an appropriate thing to do and if that's the way we want to go here at the university. But it is possible.
Sure. Again, pilot phase still working
out. Yes, pilot phase
out.
still figuring things out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you mentioned the Pryor Center, and mm-hmm. I know that they have oral histories. Mm-hmm. And so that's not necessarily linked to a course, but that seems like something that you would want. It's supplemental. It could help someone with a research project or something like that. So is it more kind of an online library? Is that maybe a better way?
It could
way
be
to...
an online library, but it can also be used for courses. There's this Norbert Elliott. He's a humanities professor at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. And he says a world literature lecture of his was featured on iTunes U, and it was viewed 74,000 times in 1 month.
Wow.
So it's a way for people that want to make lectures available to just make them available out there. Both of my kids will find lectures online and listen to them for things they're interested in. They both like TED Talks a lot, but they mm-hmm. both will use iTunes, and they'll go out and just find lectures because there are a lot of lectures that are out there from other universities.
So it's a way to share information, and it seems by having it backed by universities, it sort of gives it that legitimacy of what these people are saying.
It's educational content.
Yes.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it because, a lot of times it's lectures. It could be interviews with someone. So you have someone, maybe the Dalai Lama, mm-hmm. When he was here, perhaps.
Right.
That might have been something had we had iTunes U available, and they might still want to go back and put that on there. I don't know. And part of it sometimes depends on the contract with the speaker, what's legal to make public, and all that sort of stuff, too. But that's the sort of information. Lectures, presentations, just about anything that you can think of that you might want to listen to could be put out there.
So what will it mean for faculty and staff and students for the university to be a part of iTunes U?
Well, I think one thing it means for us is right now there are over 500,000 files out there that people can get access to. And like I mentioned, there are a lot of the big universities mm-hmm. have been doing this for years. And, it just makes us be up there with the rest of them, Very, very many universities make information available through iTunes. And even though iTunes is an Apple product, and maybe some people feel that it's proprietary, a lot of people use iTunes regardless. You don't have to have an Apple product mm-hmm. to use iTunes.
Right.
You can get to iTunes through your Windows machine. It's not just limited to Apple users.
Right. So if people have any questions about this or want to know more, where can they get that information?
I would refer them to Starla Stensis. She is the communications manager for IT services. It's her team that's responsible for the pilot. And they'll be the ones that could tell you. And another issue with it right now, too, is it's not a real direct upload into iTunes. When iTunes originally started, they actually hosted it at Apple. And since we've come on board, we had to build a server and we have to host it here and that sort of thing. And so there's a conversion that has to take place mm-hmm. to get the files ready to be in iTunes. And so right now we have staff that are helping with that. And I think we're going to buy some software and put it in like our tech center and some places so people can convert their own files. When the new CMS is put out on campus, Omni Update, which will replace Red Dot, which is what the web pages are structured through, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a lot easier. I think there'll be a process with that will do some conversion and make it easier to put things into iTunes U. Right now, it requires a little hand-holding and a little help.
Susan Atkins is the Associate Director of IT Services at the University of Arkansas, and she recently spoke to me about the launch of the University of Arkansas iTunes U. More information is available by contacting Starla Stensis at 575-2060.